Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Will Clower. Welcome to Cooking for Health. This week we're doing super soups. And I have to tell you, there's, some people, they'll have a soup and they'll be like, oh my gosh, this is so great. I wonder how in the world do they do that? And one of the things that really makes soups really awesome is sometimes it's just the texture. You can have a chicken noodle soup and it's just a broth soup, but sometimes there's a texture to it. How do they do that? Well, let me just give you a couple of pointers in that direction. One of the simplest ways to do it, if you're having some kind of veggie soup, you know what you do? Simple. You pull out some of the veg. You put it in a pureer, then you add it back. If you're doing a squash soup, you just take some of the squash, puree it, add it back. You're doing a bean soup, take some of the beans out, puree it, add it back. It's beautiful. And it just adds the texture. It makes it wonderful. Another thing you can do if you don't want to do that or you don't have the veg that you want to do that with is you can just add equal parts of butter and flour, softened butter. You mash them together. That's what the French call beurre manet. Then you get a little whisk. You toss it in there, and then you whisk it around. The only trick, listen up, there's a trick to this. If you use butter and flour as a thickener, it's a great thickener because it's not just making it thick, it's making it taste good. You have to cook it a little bit longer because that flour will have its own flavor, and you have to cook the flavor of the flour out. And so you do that by whisking it in and just leaving it there for a good 5 minutes at least before you pull it out. And if you're gluten sensitive, like I can't do flour, then you can do the you can just add cornstarch and whisk that in as well. Good? Makes sense? Then you got this great soup that is the consistency that you like it. Cool? If you have any questions, come by our site. That's willclower.com. Take care. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.